Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is November 29th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. It's Thursday. Boy, did that week fly.
It's a flying.
If you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter accounts. And if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Friends, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, as usual, why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because it's
a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And like Leonardo da Vinci said, we just Twittered this, actually, on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty, SOL Media One. People of accomplishment rarely sat back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened to things. If you're a son or daughter of liberty, you happen to things. Mr. Democrat Representative Hank Johnson this morning. I don't know if it was this morning. It was very recently.
He said
we need to amend the Constitution. It may have happened last night.
Very recently.
Very recently. Like before the last time we were on, or after the last time we were on the air yesterday, 23 hours ago. Or it'll be 24 now.
Can you just slow down. Let's stop right there. You've been fumbling this whole show up already.
Oh, man.
I started out flawless. I give it over to Jake.
That's what they're saying.
Can I just call you Skippy for the rest of the show?
Skipping.
All right.
I'm gonna.
No, I said Skippy, not skipping.
Wasn't that what Skippy?
You can. Yes, the producer is saying, "Do you want me to mute him? Please do." This isn't working out for you, Jake.
No, that actually
your
goes
point.
Along with this point. Democrat Representative Hank Johnson said we need to amend the Constitution to restrict freedom of speech.
Well, sure he does.
Now, what were we just talking about 2 days
ago? The
kind
that he doesn't like. His version of freedom of speech.
2 days ago, the woman got on, the analyst from MSNBC.
Yeah.
And she said, you know,
purple. On purplest. Analyst.
That's right.
Analyst.
And she said that, you know, the First Amendment, freedom of speech,
MSNBC.
Freedom of press,
yeah,
has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. The two don't correlate.
Yeah.
So Hank Johnson now says, corporations control the patterns of thinking in the United States, and the Bill of Rights of the Constitution should be amended so that the government is given the power to restrict freedom of speech.
No, zero. Within the confines of
law.
What's
he attacking?
Absolutely no. The corporations that he's complaining about, they support him.
Of course.
They condemn in the North, mm-hmm. and they promote in the South.
And what's he attacking?
They use each other.
Just like the analyst from MSNBC. She doesn't go in and talk about how the Constitution should give more rights to the people. They attack the very thing that is a safeguard. It was actually a second wall of safeguard to our rights called the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
He said we need a constitutional amendment to allow the legislature to control the so-called free speech rights of corporations. These corporations, along with the people they support. Now just think for yourself for a second.
Yeah.
Who is
he
actually
talking
about?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
He says these corporations, along with the people they support, other millionaires who they're putting into office, are stealing your government.
Yeah.
They're stealing the government. The United States Supreme Court was a big enabler with the Citizens United case.
Well, if the American people haven't figured out when you have an administration attacking the wealthy in this country, that you're in a lot of trouble, well, nothing else is going to shake you out of your slumber. Let me tell you that right now. Because once they get rid of the capitalists, what they don't realize is they've already taken the anchor, wrapped it around their own neck, and threw themselves in the boat that's sinking along with them.
Yep.
That's how stupid people are. And this mentality right here, false hook, line, and sinker, this man needs to be impeached yesterday.
He's going against the fundamental rights of the people. His oath is to uphold the Constitution, which is to protect the rights of individuals.
But it's the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the such that are his stumbling block.
That's right.
Because he's working for the corporations that are attempting to use him to bring about a demise for the American people and their rights, known as the First Amendment, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights.
That's right. So let's just hypothetically say, okay, we're going to use the analyst's advice and get rid of the Second Amendment. Let's just say that happens. No more Second Amendment. So we have a First Amendment right to freedom of speech. We still have that. But now all of a sudden they come along and say, oh, you know what? By the way, we're going to take away the First Amendment.
What's going to enforce that right?
So then you're left without your guns anymore because you gave those up.
Yeah.
You gave up the Second Amendment. And now this man steps in and says, well,
don't get on their arguing points, Jake. Don't even go there. You're debating stupidity, and this is what they want. Because once they get you to debate, then they push, and then they gut the pith and marrow of whatever law they try to or attempt to overthrow.
Well, this is the fast-forward syndrome, because right now, we're not on their talking points, we're on our talking points. But people don't realize that when you start to attack one right, none of your rights are secure.
That's right.
So if you eliminate the Second Amendment, which is what they say they want to do, but that's all because guns kill people and we need to save people and protect people. Then they want to take away your First Amendment. What type of authority do you have, or what type of force do you have to say you're not going to do it?
None.
Not exactly.
You've relinquished all of your
perfect tyranny.
Yep.
So whenever the government encroaches upon your rights, it's impeachable immediately right there. Because their only duty is to protect your rights.
Yeah.
And if they don't do that, then what good are they?
Yeah.
Just like a judge who's not appointed.
So why did you bring this up?
The reason I brought it up is for that very point. This is what they talk about all the time. It's never a protection. It's going directly after those rights that they are to protect. When that happens, you take your next step, which is force against them.
Maybe the problem is they're there too much, and they have nothing to do except create bureaucracy. So that's what they attempt to do.
Jefferson used to send them home early when they had no business.
Amen. The most effective way to destroy the people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their own history. Let's talk about public character when we come back. Let's tear it down and let you show you what it's really about. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Until lions have their historians, tales of the hunt shall always glorify the hunters.
Should have seen all those lions.
Here's another one from the great, seriously, when I say this here again, friends. Not trying to dim out his light. He did that all on his own. Karl Marx, he said, all great historical facts and personages occur, as it were, twice. The first time is tragedy. The second time is farce. Wow. Let's talk about public character. Talking about the revisionists. Let's talk a little bit about the history and what our forefathers said about those that serve we the people. Public character. An early 1800s textbook taught students public character is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one. Well, I think we can all sing that song every day in America.
Yes.
And we see it all over the place.
Okay.
Case in point, Benedict Arnold. The textbooks use the example, again, of none other than Benedict Arnold. Boy, did that dude have a honker. Bang, bang. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
He's blessed.
That was a hard, trying to say it without being gross. That had to be a hard birth for mama. In his public capacity, he was a general of the American Army, speaking of Benedict Arnold. He was an early war hero in the American Revolution, speaking of Benedict Arnold. And a leader in the Battle of Saratoga, speaking of Benedict Arnold. During the same time, he was hailed as a hero by the people in this country. He was embezzling supplies destined for the starving troops at Valley Forge, just like a Clinton, Chinagate, just like Obama, Benghazi. Benedict Arnold was pocketing the profits made from illegal sales. And he was also betraying West Point to the enemy. Speaking of Benedict Arnold, that was hailed as a hero among the colonies in this country. Was his public life or private life a more accurate indicator of his true character? Because I would say the answer is obviously his private life. Mm-hmm. Because that's who he really is.
That's right. Exactly.
And who he really is in private. Well, obviously, you can tell a tree by what it bears called fruit. The textbook that was taught in the 1800s in America taught to scrutinize those that serve we the people, not to trust those that serve we the people in this country. The textbook stated, it is not then in the glare of public, but in the shade of private life that we are to look for the man. In private life, we are to look for the man. In private life, we are to look to the man. What does this administration do besides celebrate Ramadan? Go across the country. And this is all in the light.
Yep.
Go to foreign countries and apologize. In other words, emboldening our enemies against us. Just think about that, friends. You know, I thought about this earlier. You know, if you want to know what's going on in your country, just go ahead, and I say this quite a bit, and I'm going to say it again, because it is vitally important. Just agree with all the judgment that's taking place in your country, and you'll find that you're on God's side. You'll see when you read the judgments of God in this country, they are right smack on the money in every sense of the word. We have a king in this country. We call him the President of the United States, who thinks he's a demigod. He's above the law because he's not ruled according to law. You know, as I've said earlier, it's interesting. What has he done that has been legal? A demigod means to rule above law, which, by the way, takes away his authority, because if he's not ruled by law, he's no king indeed. He's a demigod. He's a tyrant. And so when you begin to look at this administration, and you begin to look at the Benedict Arnolds, the Bill Clintons of the day, just pay attention to what these people do. And this is in front of our face, mm-hmm. not in secret. Look at, for example, all these illegal czars. They weren't confirmed. But yet he has all these people around his cabinet that are doing their best to eradicate the stumbling block. In their case, the stumbling block. And what is their stumbling block? The Bill of Rights. The Constitution of the United States.
That's right.
The Declaration of Independence.
And they're telling you.
They're telling you by what they do. Yeah. They're speaking loud and clear, yeah. inadvertently.
We need to limit free speech.
In every sense of the word. Mm-hmm. Talking about the character of those that we allow to serve we the people. Yeah. Listen again what they taught the kids in this country, speaking of Benedict Arnold in the 1800s. It is not then in the glare of public, but in the shade of private life that we are to look for the man. Private life is always real life. Behind the curtain where the eyes of the millions are not upon him, it says in the textbook, there he will always be sure to act himself. Consequently, if he act greatly in private, he must be great indeed. Hence it has been justly said that our private deeds, if noble, are noblest of our lives. It is the private virtues that, there it is, it is the private virtues that lay the foundations of all human excellence. So what do they mean by virtues, Jake?
That's where your strength was. That was where your goodness came in. What supplied virtue into a society? It wasn't the government. It was the church. It was your religion. It was how you served your Christ, your Creator. That was what your virtue was considered. A man was considered virtuous if he feared God and he walked uprightly before God. And just as God said when he gave rule, and this was taught in public schools as well, that was a public school textbook teaching our children how to look at the public character of people that are running for office, statesmen, or aspiring to be statesmen. God said, moreover, you shall provide out of all of the people able men. In other words, they can't be incompetent.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just stop right there. How many people are incompetent of doing the job?
Well, keep in mind, put it in context. It was Jethro talking to Moses. Listen, this is what you need to do, and God will be with you.
That's right.
That's what he said.
And it keeps going. Able men such as fear God. That's the number one prerequisite. If he doesn't fear God, he is never going
to
fear you.
What is the fear of the Lord? To hate evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate, saith the Lord God.
That's right. And if you walk in that, you're going to love your fellow men. Men of truth, the Bible says. Hating covetousness. They're not going to take a bribe. They're not going to pervert justice because of money that they get. They're not looking at serving you as a benefit to them. The benefit is that they will get the benefit from God, and these are eternal riches, nothing here on this earth.
This, if you lay that line out right there,
yep.
I think it's more than clear. It isn't, is it not that it's the judges that are responsible for the decay of righteousness in our country for their lack of judgment towards crime?
Yep.
Because they've wrested judgments.
Yep.
They perverted judgment by taking a bribe.
Yep.
And yet everybody looks at the judges as, man, those are the great ones. Those are the guys that are they're the ones that are preserving our liberties and our freedoms and all that. You're right if they're doing their job. Yep. But what happens, it's very telling when all of a sudden our freedoms diminish.
Yep.
Who's allowing that?
This,
who's perverting justice and judgment? Well, this, someone's taking a bribe, friends.
That's right. And this system all feeds off each other because if you look at the judges, right, they take the law and they look at the law and they apply the law to each case. They actually aren't supposed to determine what the law is because the law has already been determined for them. And when we speak on simple statutes, like what legislature hands down and the judges rule on that. So say that the judges, let's just say they are doing a good job, hypothetically speaking. Then why is justice not served? It's because Congress hands down these phony, baloney laws, and then the judges are held accountable for that. Now, if the judge gets out of line,
which is very telling of the character of those in Congress.
Exactly.
Yes.
Which is very telling of the character of those that put them there or allow them there.
Thank you.
And the judge is the same thing because they are impeachable. Well, who impeaches a judge? Well, the Congress can impeach a judge, any judge, a federal judge. If you look at it on local levels, they can be removed as well. Why? Because the power and the authority doesn't lie within the judge.
And we've seen that in Iowa, by the way. But go ahead.
That's right.
Yes.
It lies within the people.
Yeah.
And so everything ties back to the people. We're all interconnected. If I don't do my job, then I'm going to elect crappy legislators. If crappy legislators don't do their job, then judges are going to have messed up law to apply law to. And if judges don't do their job, if they start being crappy, you can see each step of the way, whoever gets out of line, there's always a fix. Not like back in the day when a king, if he got out of line or not, it didn't matter because there was nothing you could do. Lawfully we can, without bloodshed, I'm even saying right now. We can remove a judge. The legislature can remove a judge. A judge can judge justly and rule rightly. And if the legislators get out of hand, the people can remove them.
Okay, let's go back to righteousness. Remember in the book of Judges, God restored judges.
Mm-hmm.
And when he restored good judges to the people, that preserved their liberties and their freedoms for another 40 years.
That's right. And that's exactly what God is always saying to the people. These are your rulers. He just said it. Men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over you to be rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties, rulers over tens. That's a perfect republic right there.
So,
it segments local, state, national, federal, okay. Things like that.
Speaking of revisionists, so we come back to the character of men. Let's speak to the judges. The judges in this case give their sovereignty or actually make their sovereignty the bar rather than the Constitution.
Sure. Man again. So you eliminate God out of that equation. Now, if you have man standard, well, man's always evolving, right?
The secular version, that's right.
And then it keeps changing and moving. Well, what is that based on? On your emotions. Or who's most popular, or who has the most guns. It all depends. But either way, your rights are never secure because they're always shifting and evolving.
Thank you. We're going to come right back to this, tearing down the altars of the revisionist through character. Speaking of judges right now, I'm going to talk about the foundations right when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Through tomorrow only, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26%. Off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends tomorrow. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake talking about the character of those that were hypocritical in the sense of those that served we the people. And it's interesting how the revisionists have actually taken the hypocrite and made them out to look like the founders, and it's acceptable, and it's in the guise of law. Looks like law, smells like law, has the color of law, but it's not law. And it's called freedom to act and do what you... Congressional immunity. Mm. You've heard this, right? This is why you see politicians that corrupt our form of Republican government in our country on a daily basis and wonder why they get away with it time and time and time again. That all falls to the people again. You know, Jake, one of the things that you had said when... You know, it said that it lies to the American people. It's not easy, friends, getting on the radio day in and day out trying to tell a generation of people, namely the older generation, that they're responsible for the fruit on their tree. It's not easy doing that and trying to hold them. And really what we're just trying to do is convey responsibility, because when we become a responsible people, we're going to hold irresponsibility in governments. And we're not going to complain about what we tolerate when we do take responsibility. Listen to this analogy really quick. A man in a London airport decided to purchase some English butter cookies. He opened the small tin, took one out, then placed the tin at his feet. After waiting for some time, he was waiting for his flight, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat next to him. And to his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down, took a cookie out of the tin, and ate it. He couldn't believe what the complete stranger had just done. And suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Then she took the very last cookie, looked at him, broke it in half, and offered it to him. The audacity of this woman, different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, presumptuous, flashed through his mind. As he was about to express his thought, he bent down and saw that his identical tin of cookies was still at his feet. And in an instant, he realized that he had been the brazen, rude, and impudent, presumptuous person. He had been eating the cookies of a complete stranger. He also realized how her response to his actions had in truth been very gracious. I think sometimes when we take the time to realize where our freedom comes from, namely those that sacrifice themselves on the altar for your freedom, we'll begin to look at things a little bit different. Rather than thinking that maybe we're being mean, or let's take it to spiritual matters, like it's God's fault for the predicament that America's in right now, when in fact it's not his fault at all. We're eating his cookies, and then when we get mad, we blame him, when in fact he's the one that was supporting us in the first place. He was our lifeline. He was our umbilical cord. And it's the same thing with real patriots today. When they tell you the truth, you get mad because you have to take responsibility. Do you realize whose cookies you're eating? If you're still walking in freedom, friends, let me say it this way. You have freedom because of guys like the other guy. You have freedom today because of those in government that are really doing their job by magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic. You have those freedoms because people are fighting for your freedoms, but those that are fighting for your freedoms and those that are laying down their lives, namely our veterans and real Christians, that are laying down their lives for the freedoms that you now have, you better keep one thing in mind, that if you didn't have air cover to protect you, you would not have the freedoms that you have today. So be careful of whose cookies you think you're eating, because they're not yours and no one's nibbling on them, namely on this radio program.
You know, I just got an email, actually, from a gentleman. We're doing a bunch of events coming up here next week. And this guy, I usually send out just an agreement with everybody, the Tea Party groups or whatever it is that we're working with, just an agreement. And there's certain types of personalities. And this particular guy emails back and said, well, so-and-so doesn't have any authority to sign this sort of thing. And it was just like he had to prove to somebody that he was in charge, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of chuckled because
he had to have the preeminence.
Man, and he did.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? You can have your preeminence. But the bottom line is if you don't realize and unite with those that are actually bringing you toward the cause,
yeah,
we don't have all the answers in and of ourselves. It'd be impossible. That's why God created multitudes of people, and he put different gifts in the body.
Yeah.
You know, the toe can't figure everything out. He needs a brain.
Yeah.
And brain can't do anything without hands, etc.
Yeah.
So this guy exemplified that, and just going through what you're saying, I think so many times we spend so much time trying to prove other people wrong instead of just actually accomplishing something with each other. And we actually had the conversation this morning. I was on a meeting. A gentleman said that, you know, liberals, they get on with each other, and they just attack, they attack, they attack.
Yeah.
They don't care about their differences with each other.
Yeah.
They're in it for one goal, and that's to destroy the other. And then conservatives are like, well, you know, I don't
all
like
the way
you comb your hair.
All the while, what is omitted, Jake?
Truth.
The answers.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
And then when you give the people the answers because they don't want to take responsibility, they get mad at you for telling them the truth. Well,
yeah.
You want resolve?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. But it lies within what you do with the truth that's been given to you.
That's it.
And therein lies your hope too, friends. Mm-hmm. Remember the guy that came down here, Jake, the military guy? And he said that he was in Vietnam just last week. It was
yes,
a great analogy.
I was thinking of that.
And what he did is he drove a truck to get the gas to the helicopters that gave other people in the military air support to protect them, to help them along in the battle. And this one individual that had air support was complaining about the fact that, listen, I was in the battle, I was doing this, and I was doing that, and I was doing this.
What did you do?
That's right.
You
so he says
a truck?
Back, yeah. And really, in reality, this man said, quote, unquote, he said this to me and Jake, the guy that drove the gas to the helicopters. He said it's like strapping a bomb on your back.
Yeah.
He sacrificed his life to give those soldiers, ground soldiers, a helicopter to give them air support to protect them so they can continue to fight another day. But this ground support, infantry man, was complaining the fact that, man, that's all you had to do is drive the gas truck? This is all you had to do is this? This is all you had to do with this?
I love it.
And then this man said back to the guy, the infantry man, he said to him, did you have helicopter? Did you have air support? He said, yeah. He said, well, I was the one that brought gas to him. That is so good.
Yeah, it is.
Folks, Those that are doing what we're doing on the Sons of Liberty are bringing, well, we're not just bringing the gas. We're the infantrymen, too. We need the air support. And let me tell you what brings air support. His name is Jesus Christ. He answers prayers. And without spiritual intervention, friends, you don't have America. You don't have liberty. You don't have the power to do that which is right like you do right now. And you need to stand up and get behind those that are on the front lines, because we cannot do this without you, and you need to understand that. And people get so offended by the truth. What happened to real love? You know, our parents used to tell us, friends, that there was a day where people used to look out for each other. They used to tell each other the truth because they loved each other. You know, like open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, or faithful are the wounds of a friend. Or if we read the New Testament, Jesus said, beware of fiend love or a counterfeit love or a love that involves dissimulation, counterfeit again. Let love be found in truth without iniquity. You know that, friends? You know that? What happened to that love? Now when you tell the people the truth, they get offended at you. And the word offend, if you go back to Webster's 1828, is really what is contradictory to God's Ten Commandments, his moral law. So if I offend you, you need to weigh that in the scale of truth with Scripture and what real love is, Christ crucified. And when you weigh that in the balance, you can begin to understand when you tell people hard things, it's because you love. When you tell people hard things and show them the responsibility, that is real love. Now, if you tell the truth, someone wants to call up an attorney and get you, they want to sue you. Mm-hmm. That isn't love. That's called self-destruction. That's putting the light out. That's allowing the Christ to be crucified for no reason. And that light was only there to guide you, friends. Don't ever forget that. And it reminds me of Jesus when he was going up to Golgotha, Calvary, where he was crucified. And everybody was crying for Jesus. And Jesus looked at the women that were crying for him and he said, don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children. See how we put that into perspective through scriptural common sense? Don't cry for me. If they're doing this in a green tree, when everybody knows what they're doing is untrue and it's a lie, if they're going to let corrupt government put this light out, then they've got coming what they've got coming. And 40 years later, they did get coming what they had coming. And it was called judgment. It was not a good idea to allow that light to be put out. And friends, that's all we're simply trying to say is, listen, spotlight on your foundations. Without religion and morality, which are the essential pillars of civil society, you don't have anything. But once you highlight those and you begin to act upon them as you put your feet upon the rock, let me tell you what, you're going to be a pillar just like anybody else that stands on those two books, the Bible and the Constitution. You ain't moving because you got the truth and the facts on your side. And is it offensive? Yes, it's offensive to those that hate the truth, but not to them that love the truth. If we're Christians, we should love the Bible, and we should love our Constitution. If we're patriots, we should love our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our Declaration, and nothing in it should offend me. If it offends me, then I need to correct myself. It was Mark Twain that rightly said, it's not the Scriptures that I don't know that offend me.
Or understand.
Yeah, it's the Scriptures that I do know that offend me. But that's called the cross of Jesus Christ, and that's what we bear to win the war. And the hope and trust as we put it into Jesus Christ.
And why would it? Truth is ultimately set there to not move. And that's the problem, is that we're the ones that have to move. And I'm reminded of back in the day of Martin Luther King Jr., the preacher that preceded him at the church. Somebody said in a meeting I was on the phone today, and he said, you guys are on the bleeding edge, which means you're the first ones on this front that are willing to actually bleed for the cause so that others will get understanding. You may never get the due respect it's due unto you, but it's for the truth's sake.
Well, what's
you've got to go up and set the precedent.
What's the spirit of the world, Jake? Yep. Persecute the living Christians and praise the dead ones.
Praise them on the dead.
Nothing new under the sun. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons. I'm in shock. I just had someone come in the studio here and tell me, so I was like, whoa, really? Wow, it's because of technology. What used to cost $500,000 is no longer going to fly that way.
It's the beauty of free enterprise.
That's
competition,
right.
Drives the market price down.
Wow, interesting. So I'm sorry, friends. I just had to bring you into our personal bubble.
Shifting.
You were here.
We were talking about the bleeding edge, being on the front of a bleeding edge. When truth has fallen in the streets, as the Bible explains and talks about, you have to be a special type of person to pick that truth back up because nobody wants to accept what's already fallen. They accept it as, well, it has fallen, and though we agree with it, there's nothing more that we can do. And when you start to question people and say, yes, there is more that you can do, then you start to rub the fur the opposite direction. But what would be love, to leave truth laying in the streets so that oppression can grow by the mass?
I think people in this country have tolerated that, and I think we know by the fruit. They have tolerated it. And what do? Every voting cycle, they stand up and they voice their opinion, and they can't stand this and they can't stand that. But friends, I'm just asking the simple question, where is the resolve? The resolve lies within you.
That's right.
And that's all I'm simply trying to tell the people on a daily basis. Listen, if the revisionists are willing to lie about everything they do, because that's what they do, they spread lie after lie after lie after lie, and they spin their own little webs. And then people get caught in those webs, and then they die because of misinformation, or they lose their freedoms because of misinformation. Whose fault is that? When you know that the revisionists are liars. Man, I've given you quote after quote after of the revisionists themselves telling on themselves. Mm-hmm. Let me read it again. The very ink with which all history is written is merely fluid prejudice. Mark Twain. Let me give you another one. History is written by men who have hung heroes. Here's another one. Until lions have their historian's tale of the hunt, shall always glorify the hunters. Do you understand that?
Yeah. That means just like anything, somebody who can't speak for himself, do you think he's going to get the better end of the stick when you tell the story? Of course not. You're going to have the lion hunter saying, well, I slew like 10 lions today. Oh, and it was awesome. This one was huge, and this one was simple, and I struggled with him to the ground. And the lion never gets a say in the matter. And that, of course, is the danger of a democracy. And why is it a danger of democracy? Because there's no sure foundation.
So those that are agreeing to democracy, those that are advocating democracy, those that are in bed with democracy, I don't mean to be demeaning or immoral by saying that. I'm just simply saying that they're the advocates of error.
And here's the problem, is in a democracy, just like Hitler did with all of his, you know, his Goebbels, his guys that were creating the whole press.
His little czars. Yeah.
The danger is that if you have a democracy, you can always create a majority, even though the majority may not even exist. And that's the danger, because what we've done is, this is the old Hegelian dialectic. We take a step forward and we start to debate with the antithesis.
Yep.
The thesis is truth. It's the Bible. It's the word. It's the Constitution.
Let me give you a quote, because it plays hand in glove with what you're saying. No matter how carefully records are kept and filed and computerized, they grow fuzzy with time.
Yes, they do.
Stories grow by accretion. Tales accumulate like dust. The longer the time lapse, the dustier the history, until it degenerates into fables. Mm-hmm. Contrived stories.
Yep. And then, well, if it's just contrived, then who cares about it? Let's write a new story.
But Jake, you know, like I shared with everybody yesterday, and friends, just like I shared with you yesterday, I get people on Twitter coming after me saying, oh, wise one. No, that honor doesn't belong to me. Sorry. I know how you mean it, but I want to let you know that that honor does not fall to me. It falls to my creator that you mock, and God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And that other honor falls to the men that obeyed God, called our forefathers, 56 of them. And we're walking 237 years later in the freedom that they established through law, judgment, statutes, and ordinances. And today's politician and those that we tolerate in government, some, not me, what are they doing? They're doing their best to eradicate who you really are. And while they mock me on my Twitter account, of course I'm paying attention to the squeaky wheel here, friends. Just trying to make my point. Friends, they're not attacking me. They're attacking you. And I don't think people understand that. They're not attacking me. They're attacking you. They're attacking your foundations. These revisionists, these that mock who we are, these Democrats, let me say the Republicans too, because they're just as sick, friends.
Yes.
You wouldn't be where you're at today.
No, you wouldn't.
If it wasn't for guys like this. And I'm talking about being backwards.
Because they sit in the position to be able to deal with this, and they do nothing.
I got to say this. You know, McConnelly, you know, he gets on the radio every once in a while. He complains about Obama.
Yeah.
But yet, when we seen him at the RNC, he thought he was a rock star, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He thought he was all that in a bag of chips. He's got the demigod attitude. He's got the rock star attitude that you work for him, not him you. Because if that was the case, friends, then where is the foundations?
Yes.
How far backwards are you in this country? Again, let me reiterate this, Jake. That's all I'm doing is pointing my fingers back at who you are and where you came from. And when people attack it like the revisionists, like this at present administration, they don't attack me, friends. I love you enough to tell you the truth, 1 John 3:18. They're attacking you. They're attacking everything about you. They're attacking all the sacrifice that was laid on the altar for you. That is the heart, the pith, and the marrow of freedom right there.
That's why Christ, when he was going to be crucified, why the truth was crucified. And if you look at this analogy,
and it wasn't
perfectly,
because had they known, they would not crucify the Lord of glory.
That's right.
They didn't know that the power was through the cross.
That's right.
And that's where the enemy failed the great test.
And that's what's so awesome about agreeing with the truth, is you don't lose. But this analogy of the women come up weeping. Oh, they're going to kill you, Jesus. He says, it's not me they're killing.
That's right.
They are killing the only thing that could prevent their own destruction, your own destruction. Weep for yourselves and for your children.
Can you imagine the crimes that increased in their brutality after Christ was crucified?
Yes.
By the Romans.
They forsook their own mercies.
That's exactly right.
They forsook their own.
That's exactly right. And what did it say in the book of Jonah 2? Jake is kind of twitching his eye at me like, Bradley, you're supposed to help me out of this.
Don't call me.
Forsake their own mercies, I'll give you that.
Praise the wicked?
No.
I was thinking Proverbs.
No. No, well, the Proverbs 28 says, those that forsake the law forsake their own mercies.
Yeah.
Oh, and they praise the wicked. I'm sorry.
You know, if I think about this, I'm going to use this concept for a second because I can give a perfect analogy. We had brought
this up. This is called saving face.
The liberal socialists, right? Let's just take Christ again. Christ is going before Pilate. Let's say Pilate is the liberal socialist.
Yes.
The conservatives really were the Jews of the day. Who was it that demanded Christ be crucified? Was it the liberal socialists? Was it the Pilates in Rome and the liberals of the day that had millions of gods that were immoral, that were corrupted in their morals and the morality? No. It was the conservatives that said, we don't like this guy. He's claiming to be one of us, even though they were claiming to be one of him, if you look at the roles correctly.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did they always say to Christ? Show us a sign. Who gives you this authority? Show us a sign. Then Christ raises a man from the dead. And what does that do? Does that unite the conservative cause and say, hey, listen, let's get our liberation from Rome because they were in bondage to Rome? No, it causes them to hate him even more. The more effective he got, the more they wanted to kill him. Those that were supposed to be on his own team.
Yeah, well, just keep in mind, too, Jake, after Lazarus was blown out of the grave, and friends, let me tell you this, my Lord, he's going to blow your grandma out of the grave, too, just like he's going to blow mine out.
Glory!
Amen. But in saying that, after he blew Lazarus right out of the grave, what did the Bible say? They gathered together because they were afraid they're going to lose their place and their position.
What was it about?
That's right. And then the next chapter, it talked about how they wanted to kill Lazarus as well.
Yep,
because they didn't want anybody to see the fruit and the power of God through Christ.
This is those right now, folks, listen, this is those that are serving right now that have an R next to their name in Congress.
Yes.
That do nothing.
Not all of them, but a good majority of
them. That do nothing.
Yes.
That's why I'm differentiating. The ones that are doing, you don't have to worry about it because they're doing. And they're going to,
and they're under attack
learn
by the state-run media.
That's right.
Yep.
The ones that aren't doing are exactly those. They would just assume the minute you start to produce anything to snuff you out and get rid of you.
Oh, yeah. But just go online.
Totally. Who's the ones that turn?
Who they're afraid of, friends, they attack.
Yep.
Let me say this. If all this goes unheeded by you today, I want to say this. They that observe lying vanities, those that observe, those that complain about what they tolerate, you forsake your own mercy. Your answer is in judgment. Your answer is in judgment. It's that simple.
And I think that is a theme that is talked about on this radio show every single day.
And there is your resolve right there.
Notice it doesn't say that the law, or excuse me, justice is the guardian of liberty. It doesn't say the law is the guardian of liberty. Why? It's not because the law is bad. The law is good.
Yeah.
The law is not action.
Who is the law, Jay?
The law exists.
We, the people, are the law under one nation, under our
one
daddy.
One nation under God.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, God didn't just give commandments. He then gave judges to enforce those commandments. Justice is the key here. That's the action. The law can sit there all day long. We can memorize the Bible. We can memorize the Constitution. But unless there's that action, we won't be protecting any of our liberty.
It's the government of the people, for the people, and by the people.
Yeah.
What did John Wycliffe, that was Abraham Lincoln, what did John Wycliffe say? Mm-hmm. It's the Bible for the people, of the people, and by the people.
Similar statement.
Yeah. Where did Abraham get it from?
People.
I would say John Wycliffe.
And I would say that John Wycliffe got it from my daddy, who's been around, always will.
And John Wycliffe lost his life for us to have that truth. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. Talk to you then. See ya.
Lunch is ready.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless. And so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.